You're listening to Wanna Go Ride Bikes, the Brian Free Edition. Woo!
Yeah.
All right, let's see. On Brian's little sheet here, it says, Jeremy, Four Loko taste test. Do we have some Four Lokos?
We certainly do.
You bastard. All I have is Bacardi.
All you have is Bacardi. Well, you are...
Do you have any beverages other than Bacardi? Orange juice and...
This actually fits. I'm actually drinking Bacardi Pineapple Fusion with pineapple juice and lemon lime.
Oh my!
So it's probably pretty damn close to what you're going to be drinking.
Are you sitting down when you pee when you drink this?
Yeah.
It was my wife's drinking tonight, which means later after the show, brown chicken, brown cow, baby. But that means she got to pick the beverage for this evening. So, hey, you know what? If that's what it takes for her to get freaky, then hey, you know. I'm willing to take one for the team as long as she's willing to take three or four for the team later.
There you go.
Nice. All right. So just right now, just to let you know, we have Four Lokos. We got two different kinds. And I got to let you know, since we started talking about this show like the last week, I've been driving around and trying to find these. And, you know, I spent the last 4 years in Los Angeles, and they sell them, like, everywhere. They even sell them, like, the elementary, cafeteria. Like, they sell fucking Four Loko everywhere. Out here, like, this demographic apparently doesn't really love Four Loko. Yeah.
Well, I think what you're saying is there's a lot more – what's the politically correct term? Beaners in California, right?
Yes.
That's definitely true.
They're just looking for a can to fuck you up.
So – But I'm looking at this, and this is just like this does look like a can of fuck you up.
No, dude, they purposely market it for kids. It's got camouflage on it.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know, maybe it's for hunters or just rednecks, who knows? Anyway, but it's on the can it says We ID. So obviously they know you're mistaking it for an energy drink or something thereof.
Yeah.
Jeremy, you're saying they're marketing it towards me.
Yes.
Because I'm sitting here in my camo pants right now.
This would go great with your camo pants.
It would.
Damn.
And they're betting on you making that decision.
I may have to make that. If I was sober enough to drive, I would go out and get me some Four Loko right now.
Yeah. This looks good in my car. It matches my car. I bet you cops can't see you drinking this one. It's camouflage.
So it no longer says any of the caffeine in there. All it says is 12% alcohol. And that's it.
Can you mix it with Jolt, maybe?
Yeah, sure.
I mean, and then, you know, that would dilute the alcohol, so maybe then splash some Bacardi 151 in there. Because Bacardi, it's the Yingling of rums. See, got my sponsor plug in there.
There we go.
Here we go. I have had this fruit punch flavor before that I'm drinking.
Yeah. And by the way, this is how many ounces is this? How many ounces we're working with? This is
23.5.
Nice.
And it's 12% alcohol.
So that's not some little wussy drink. I mean, this is a nice little...
How many ounces are in a wine bottle? Does anyone know? I mean, I know it varies, but...
Off the top of my head, I don't know. I can find out for you while y'all are enjoying those tasty beverages.
Yay, sure. Yay, internet it so we can get it right.
Oh, gosh. I wish this was much colder.
Oh. We just fucking got these, bro.
I know.
You wish it was much colder.
Yeah, I wish it was like ice cubes.
Okay, there we go. Okay, so you, what flavor did you have?
Fruit punch.
Fruit punch?
It's not bad. It just has the malt beverage taste to it.
Good.
But it's Swedish.
I've got the strawberry lemonade over here. I'm going to give a good pull.
Oh, and you guys are pretty damn close to a bottle of wine. It says a standard bottle is 25 fluid ounces.
Oh.
Yeah. A can of this is like a Monster energy drink and a bottle of wine.
Very nice. It sounds from Tommy's reaction there that the flavor is suckish.
No, well, yeah, the flavor, here we go. Vanilla switcheroo.
Switcheroo.
It's definitely got a strawberry lemonade taste, but it's followed by like as if you poured rubbing alcohol in your mouth.
I was going to ask you if it tastes like ass, but Brian would be the expert there.
Yeah.
You might want to keep lighters away from me. I feel like an arsonist already.
All right, so we can pull a little switcheroo. I'm going with the fruit punch here.
How's it smell? Smells like fruit punch? Smells like red.
It smells like red. That's my favorite flavor.
I actually like the strawberry lemonade better.
I think this isn't... This is better.
Okay.
Good. We just switched. This is so delicious. I can't wait to finish this.
I can't wait to go to the bar later and attack females when I'm all hyped up on Four Loko.
Like, bitch, I'm about to get diabetes. Suck my dick.
Yeah. Great, suck it. Come on.
Come on.
Oh, right in your eye. You had it coming.
You know, as long as you just introduce yourself as a therapist, they don't mind, because in court you'd be like, I told the girl I was a rapist. Yeah, it's okay.
I'm the rapist.
Yeah.
I told you, bitch.
Yeah, exactly.
Therapist, the rapist, same thing.
Bitch. Same thing.
Same thing.
All right, gentlemen, so what's the verdict here? What's the flavor to go with on Four Loko?
Yeah, I would commit some crimes. Like, I would commit serious crimes.
I'm liking the strawberry lemonade myself.
I think it's just like a hate, the first taste you hate so much.
Yeah, basically.
And in fact, I think you're doing it wrong if you can actually taste it. I think you're supposed to just chug this thing and just start a knife fight.
Yeah, I think I puked my guts out the last time I had the fruit punch, so maybe that's why it's not working for me.
Yeah, once you've puked it, it's hard to get back on that horse.
It is. Instead of like, I think mid-sip, you asshole.
except, you know what? In Brian's defense, except for Brian, because he's puked up the semen, but he keeps going back for that flavor.
Oh my God. Oh. Speaking of which, have you ever made somebody puke from that shit?
What's that?
Busting that in their mouth?
No. Was I not like throwing it down hard enough that I'd shoot hard enough?
I don't know. One time I got this one chip. I guess it must have like just nailed the throat really bad or something.
Sprayed her down.
Yeah, give her a power wash. Gag reflex. Yeah, it was hilarious.
Okay, my question is once the gag reflex kicks in, did you kind of sit back going feeling bad about it, or did you use that opportunity to get behind her?
Oh, man, I did not use the opportunity to get behind.
You fucked up, dude. I'm telling you what.
I did, yeah.
When you're banging her while she's dry heaving, yeah. Oh, man.
Oh, that's a let her do all the work.
Everything squeezes for you.
Yes.
That's your tip for tonight, kids. Get her to gag and then get behind her.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's the married guy move right there. His wife's sick in bed. He's like, girl, I'm going to just stick it in you and let you go.
There it is. This make me feel better.
Yes.
Oh, man. Yes, yes, yes. We're full of all sorts of wonderful advice this evening.
Yeah. So, Jeremy, did she puke on you? She puked, like, you know, was this at your place, her place? Like,
It was at my place, and, yeah, like, I, like, she kind of, you know, she backed up. I pushed her off me because I know it was about, you know, I could just see, like,
he yeah. just threw her against the fucking wall.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, get off me.
Were you still?
But no, she didn't end up like fully puking or anything, but yeah, I think she like halfway puked and swallowed it, so.
Oh.
She's definitely a trooper.
Oh, wow, that is a trooper.
So, yeah. I smacked on the ass for that. That's a good girl.
That is a good girl.
Yes.
Puke and your load. Like, that's like, why? Like, do you still have her digits?
Yes, I do.
Nice. All right. Well, you know, since we're drinking, like, Four Locos, it just brings me back to a time. What did you guys drink when you guys were growing up? Like, when you were in high school?
Oh, see, I didn't drink much in high school. I was a good little boy. Shit, I was a good boy till shit, just after high school. Then I discovered alcohol. Captain Morgan and Coke was my drink of choice there for quite some time.
Hell yeah! I spent many a Sundays watching football drinking Captain and Coke.
Yeah, this is the
me and a buddy. We used to get like a.
I spent pretty much every day of the week. Yeah, well, we used to go out and. We'd drink double Captain Cokes till the bars closed, and then we'd always have a handle waiting back at the apartment. And you'd have four of you go back, take the handle, super big gulp cups, empty it out into four of them, fill it up the rest of the way with a Coke, and then play cards till it was gone, and go to bed and get 2 hours of sleep before work. And you do that for 6 days a week, and then the seventh day, you pretty much figure out that you should be dead.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
See, I think, you know, from that experience and then reading the Bible, I'm pretty sure God must have been just freaking drunk for 6 days. I mean, especially look at some of the shit that, you know, that's out there. Yeah. And the seventh day he, quote, rested. Now, he was just fucking hungover.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh.
Okay, wait. So I pissed off Asians, Christians, Brian, his wife.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Working my way through it tonight. Oh, wait.
Anybody who owns a goat is totally offended.
Yep. Hispanics.
Hispanics.
I'm getting there. Are we done with the Four Locos, gentlemen? Or we got anything else to try there?
Oh, dude, we just have these two, and it's just... This is... The only way to finish this is...
I'm already raging, and I'm like halfway through.
I'm just going right, to fucking chug this.
My head is like... Yeah, it's about to like pop off, and...
All right.
Yeah.
Go chase the hookers down at the strip club.
We're mailing you. Do you have a place where you can pick up Four Locos by your place, Scott?
Yeah, actually, I found places I could pick them up, but honestly, you know, didn't think about it. So I will make you this guarantee. Before the next show, I will pick up a thing of Four Loco. Y'all are telling me strawberry lemonade?
Yes.
So I will pick up some strawberry lemonade. Everybody out there listening, do the same thing. If you're underage, find somebody who can buy it for you. Oh, wait. Brian will get mad at me for saying that. So... Don't find somebody who'll buy it for you because drinking underage is wrong.
Yeah.
We're buying Brian
Lemonade. Get somebody to buy it for you.
Yeah. By the way, no one should be listening to the show at all.
That's right.
Fucking all. Like,
yeah. If you're listening to this, what the fuck are you thinking?
Why are you such a horrible person?
What the God, fuck?
You're like the worst person I know, except for Brian.
Yeah, definitely.
All right.
I'd be interested, you should get one for you, but, like, you should get one for your wife and just make her drink the whole thing. And just, be interested to see what the fuck happens after that.
Yeah, just put it on ice for her and tell her it's like a mixed drink you made.
All right, tell you what I'll try and do is I'll try and pick up a couple of them before the next show. Me and her will each drink one, and then we'll see what happens. Do we throw down and fist fight, or do we fuck? Maybe both.
Yeah.
There you go.
You know, that brings up one of the things, I was thinking about stupid inventions that I've always wanted to have. And I just thought, it'd be awesome is, if Nerf came out with a domestic violence set.
Yes.
So, you could actually, you could buy, a Nerf, a set of plates and glasses that you can just throw at each other, and it's just Nerf, so it doesn't really count. Like, a Nerf, butcher knife, so you can actually stab the person, but you're not really stabbing them because it's Nerf.
I love that.
You like that?
Dude, that's a real thing.
Yeah. Don't fucking steal that. Nerf, call me. I've got better ideas.
Yeah.
Nice. Anyways, if you do steal this idea, please, please go ahead and sponsor this show. I would really love to be sponsored by the Nerf, the official Nerf domestic violence kit. Like, that would make my dreams come true.
Would you settle for the Nerf rape kit?
They make the abortion kit that's like got the rusty coat hanger.
Yeah, the Nerf rusty coat hanger kit.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my god.
It's the rusty coat hanger brought to you from preschool.
Hopefully Nerf just happened to listen to this podcast until a minute and a half ago. You guys are shitting on my dreams. You guys are shitting on my fucking dreams.
Look, you're already raging from the Four Locos.
Four Locos!
One of these weeks we'll have a show on all of our cease and desist orders. Yingling, Nerf, Miley Cyrus.
It's better that we don't have any, sponsorship, we don't have any money, so when people sue us, we don't have to give anything up.
That's it.
Hey, if Four Loco wants to sponsor us, I'm down with that too.
Four Locos! You sponsor us, and then we'll all, and then also sponsor, a moon bounce.
Yeah.
Bring out a Four Locos moon bounce and face painting. We'll do it in the parking lot over here.
Yes. Oh, we have Hookers in the Moon Bounce thing, of course.
Oh, Hookers in the Moon Bounce. That would be great.
With their high heels off, because we don't want to pop it.
Don't fucking pop it.
Yeah.
All
right. Nice.
That's what I say about the River Every Town, too. Girl, don't pop it.
All right, I got... If we're done with Four Loko, I got two more little things for tonight.
Oh, are they both your penis?
That's what your wife said about you, man.
That's it, man. Yeah.
Let's get a share.
All right. Well, we got two stories for the week, and then we got some other little fun stuff I've run across this week. The first one proves that Europe is ahead of where we're at. I mean, I hate admitting that, especially Spain. I mean, come on the fuck. However, Spanish judge rules women are worse drivers than men. If Spain is willing to make that law, then obviously they're further advanced than we are, because I don't think we're, as a country, willing to admit that yet. I mean, we all know it. I mean, does anybody want to argue that? Women are worse drivers than men, right?
I agree. I would say every time I'm yelling at somebody in their car, texting, or on the phone, it's a woman.
Yeah.
Anytime I'm yelling at somebody putting on the makeup while they're driving, it's Brian.
Yeah, I was going to say it. Damn, man. Took my joke.
Damn it. Well, you know, there's a slight truth to it, but, like, you know, like, just because, like, guys are a bunch of fucking aggressive assholes when they're driving. And it's funny, like, one of my favorite things out here, especially out here in Northern Virginia, because everyone's like, I'm first!
Yeah.
I like to punk people.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm like, you know, I will, like, you know, especially if we're at the green light, I will jump off the line, and I will just fucking just floor it till I get to about, like, you know, the speed limit's 40, I'm going to floor it to 40, because the idiot next to me is just a guy who's like, I'm better than you.
Yeah.
And we'll actually go 50, 60 miles an hour past you, just because, like, he's a man, and he's going to keep that up because he's a man. Yeah. And I love it, because I'm like, dude, thank you for making making sure that I do not get a DUI. I appreciate that. Thank you.
I get that at merge areas here, too, where, like, you know, you're about to, like, cross over, like, at a stoplight, and it's going to merge as soon as you go through the stoplight. You know, I like, punch it, right, for, like, 10, 20 feet, just enough to get them to try and get off the line real hard, too, and let them just, like, haul ass. And
then right? Always leaves just a tuck gap in behind
right,
it.
Yeah, leaves a gap right behind them every time.
Oh.
I'm like, fine, waste your gas, sucker.
I know. Anyways, yeah, I know you don't understand this traffic talk that we're talking about, but it's serious business out here.
It's game on. Like, if you want to come visit the DMV, Northern Virginia, D.C., Baltimore, whatever, bring your A game, because you're going to get shitted on if you don't.
Okay. Yeah, and by the way, listeners, as soon as we get sponsored by Nissan, we're actually going to Nissan or Honda or, you know, or like Bentley,
Mercedes,
Corvettes, I mean, whatever.
Hugo.
We will do a traffic race. We'll bring, like, we'll have ourselves out here and then a couple listeners, all paid by the sponsor, of course.
Yes.
And we'll have a traffic race, and you'll know what the fuck we're talking about, because it's serious shit.
Serious shit, racing up 395.
Up 395. Oh, shit, merge. Oh, goddamn.
Just don't get close to the Capitol building, because you will be shot.
And we'll drive in Arlington. We'll drive in Arlington and Alexandria, where it's 30 miles an hour.
Yeah.
Like, try driving 30 miles an hour. See what that feels like.
Yeah.
Feels like dying. Feels like my insides rot. It is almost worth a DUI. But, yeah. Okay, so... Oh,
man.
Real quick before we get back to you, I wanted to, like, you know, we have, like, a true blue fan. We have this, this guy, Blaze.
Blaze!
Blaze!
From Colorado.
Blaze! He's a bigger fan. Blaze or Paul? Paul's more vocal, but Blaze.
Blaze.
Yeah, let's go piss Paul off. Go ahead.
Blaze,
Paul, get ready to eat your heart out.
Weed. From Colorado, yeah. Man. Blaze, that's why his name's Blaze.
Blaze, I hate to break it to you, but I'm pretty sure, I'm like 99.99% sure your parents fucking smoked and probably smoked while you were conceived. Like, your name is fucking Blaze.
Damn right. That's awesome, bro.
And unless it's like a family name, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But probably.
I'm sorry? Fuck that.
But anyways, you can come, when you come on the show, you can, like, you can rip me up for that, you know, and let us know. But hey, we're looking forward to having you on the show. And,
that's it.
What's that? What were you going to say, Scott?
Oh, go ahead, man. I was just saying that's it. Blaze will be on the show next week.
Yeah, right, Blaze. All right.
And Paul won't.
Oh, yeah, Paul's coming through. Yeah, that's right. See, here's the thing, is when you give us listener feedback, give us, like, you know, even if you're ripping on us, hey, we'll probably have you on the show.
Yeah.
If you want to get famous, famous as fuck on this show, you know, hit us up.
And if you want to jump into Moonbounce with hookers in Four Loko, yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
It's going to be a magical time.
Magical time.
That's going to be after the show.
After the show. All right.
All right. Anyways, all back right. to this little story, and I'll just fill in the blanks real quick, because I think we pretty much beat this thing to death, but the guy in Europe, or in Spain, was charging 665 euros for male drivers and 850 for women. He got sued over it for sexual discrimination. The judge is like, well, obviously women are worse drivers, so it's going to cost more. So that's it. The other crazy-ass story, I didn't want to have two, but I couldn't resist with this one. I don't know if you all heard this in the news or not. North Carolina soldier and his wife charged with making dog porn. And the part that really kind of freaks me out with this one, I mean, I know we joke around about bestiality and all this other shit, is the wife really don't look that bad, especially if you like the chicks with the freaking little glasses on, long hair, and ba-da-bow,
bow. Hold on, but what? Hold on, by dog porn, please define. Is it like dog on dog porn? Dog?
No. A Rayford, North Carolina woman was arrested Monday on charges of having sex with dogs while her husband, a soldier stationed at Fort Bragg, filmed them.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like, I wonder, like, how much money? Like, I know we fucking clown on so many things, but bestiality is one of them. Because it's fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, like, you know, it's real at times, but it's also just fun to fucking make fun of. Like, how much money do these guys fucking make?
Can I say I'm not surprised they're from North Carolina?
I mean, that's true. That's actually that's probably the most important part.
Yeah, come on. That's factoring into a lot of this right here.
Yeah, well, like I said, I had to touch on this one because, like I said, I mean, I was kind of shocked to begin with, but then you're like, you know, expecting some, you know, freaking hideous beast, and, you know, you see the picture, and it's like, dude, I mean, if you were in a bar, you had a few drinks, and this girl was there, you'd be like, yeah, all right, I can take that home.
Man, but a couple line of abuse.
Lassie was girl, the last one there.
Doggy style.
That's right.
That's it. Yeah, so, baby, what you want to do? Doggy style.
Mm-hmm.
Super doggy style.
That's it. All right. Enough with stupid ass stories. This one, I didn't. Y'all shop at Amazon? I mean, I guess everybody in the world shops at Amazon at this point.
Yes.
All right.
Sorry, I don't.
Well, you're a dumbass.
I'm a dumbass.
So anyways, here's the three best products. And these are actually, I mean, you can go to Amazon and buy these. I mean, I'm fucking blown away. The third coolest thing you can go to Amazon and buy is the infant circumcision trainer, white.
Wow.
It's literally the like from the belly button down to the thighs with a penis. And there's five extra penises for you to snip the tips off of. Yes, thank you. Okay. Oh, hey, say hi. What are you here to do? Refill my nasty. Yeah. You hear that?
What did she say?
She came, she said hi, and she came. I asked her why she was here. She said to refill my master's drink.
Wow. Tell her about the Four Loko she's going to have to drink.
No, don't tell her.
I'm not going to tell her about that. She'll probably get mad.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, let's not ruin her buzz. So anyway, so if you've ever wanted really to practice giving little white babies circumcisions, hey, get onto Amazon and search for circumcision trainer. I know Brian's really upset because I know little white penises, you know, being able to hold them in his hand, it was something that he would really enjoy. And he's not here to hear about this. I mean, I'm really distraught about that.
I think he has one.
Somewhere. No, I think he's probably got six of them.
Yeah.
Nice.
He said he was training to be a Moyo, but I don't believe him. I'm not Jewish whatsoever.
All right, the second coolest thing you can buy on Amazon, and I think Brian actually owns at least one of these, Passion Natural Water-Based Lubricant. Now, that's not very cool. I mean, it's a water-based lubricant. Okay, that's fine. This is a 55-gallon drum.
What?
Yeah. Thank you, babe.
Wow. That's what they use at the porn star movie sets. 5 gallon drum.
Yes, man. It says
they got that shit pressurized with squirters.
Yeah, it says the ultimate lube keg, lube pump included.
Keg, what the fuck?
I guess if you're having a gangbang,
yeah,
there you go.
I mean, here's the thing: is like, you know, if it really kind of sets the fucking tone for a party. I mean, like, you know, if you just put that thing in the middle of the living room, you're just letting people know, like, it's going down. Like just have the whole...
I got an idea, bro.
Yeah, good.
You can do little inflatable pools, right? And you set them up in the living room, fill it, you know, have that pump action going to every pool and be like, hey, it's going down like this, you know.
It's like it's funny that you said inflatable. Because the number one thing that you can get on Amazon fits that bill. But before I say what it is, I'm going to give an honorable mention to some adhesive bandages. I know this is kind of lame, but it just cracked me up. I showed them to my wife. She was cracking up too. They've got some Band-Aids. Some of them look like, literally, they look like strips of bacon. Some of them look like pickles. So, anyways, that's the honorable mention. But getting back to the point.
You can sponsor us.
You can sponsor us. Passion Natural Water Based Lubricant. You can sponsor us, and we will get people to buy your kegs of lube, and we'll get them to invite us to their gangbangs.
We have a strip club like right behind the building, so we get take our pool with your 55-gallon drum. Send you a video if you want to sponsor us.
Dude, this
we'll make it happen.
I mean, let's be a little bit real, because like, this is Virginia, and like, it's like, I know it's a strip club, but it's more like a bikini bar, because I don't, Virginia, I love you for so many different reasons. I mean, but like, let's see some, why can't we see some nipples, and why can't we see some ragged ass bush?
Well, you all come down here to Florida, and you can see all you want.
We can see the placenta.
Yes.
Yes, you can, if you pay enough. Anyways, the number one thing you can buy on Amazon right now, and you can use your lube with it, I'm still floored they sell this, is the Lady Baba Celebrity Inflatable Blow-Up Sheep.
Lady Baba?
B-A-H-B-A-H. Search for it on Amazon, folks. Lady Baba. It's an inflatable sheep. Let me give you some of the pros about buying it. It's got long, handle-like ears for a better grip, a presented posture leaning slightly forward, rear entry opening, and worried look upon her face.
What? That's perfect, the description?
Yes. Perfect nose height to fit into a pint glass of lager.
What?
So if you want to bang an inflatable sheep, punch it in, guys. Lady Baba. Just in case the butcher babies aren't up your alley, this might be.
I'll give you the link to that. What's up?
No, I won't give away how I found it. But let's just say the person that I may have gotten this link from, their name may rhyme with Fion. And from what Fion tells me, he really enjoys it because it's never disappointed. Much unlike his wife, who's always disappointed.
There's actually, you know, sometimes we do things that are a little impromptu here at the show. Obviously, if you're still listening, you get it. But you know, here's the thing: is Brian's not here. We're actually in his studio, which is Slash's office, and there's a little game I want to play real quick. It's called Brian, guess what piece of furniture I put my dick on. Hold on here.
That's the theme music for what we see back in
Brian. Brian, next week, tell us which piece of furniture did I put my dick on?
Hey, make sure you get his keyboard, too.
Oh, that's already been taken care of.
It's all the, I made all
I,
the.
I, what I did is, like, I put it on his keyboard, stretched out, took a picture of it, and then put it as background on the computer screen.
Nice.
Yes. How do you like that, Batwing?
Batwing.
Yeah. I'm proud of you guys. That's great.
Oh, my God.
Damn, make me jealous. I couldn't be down there rubbing my ass on some of his shit.
Hey, we'll actually I'll mail you something and just, we can send it back before the weekend. We'll FedEx it. He'll never know.
Yeah.
All right. You guys got anything else?
I think that's it.
Hold on. Let me just.
I think Tommy has crushed that whole can of Four Loko.
Hold on one
damn,
second.
Damn, son.
I'm going to official this.
He can't stop humping the printer over here, so apparently it's definitely having an effect on him.
Good, man. You better take him down to the 7-Eleven and let him pick up somebody. Or pick up another can of Four Loko.
Actually, we're heading to the beer garden.
Like, nice.
The garden full of, made of beer.
Made of delicious beer.
Now, I got all my kids over on sleepovers, sent them off to their friend's house and said, yeah, why don't you go spend the night over there? And my wife's in the other room getting liquored up. So I imagine I'm going to get off the microphone here shortly and I'm going to have me a good evening.
Do you think?
Oh, my God.
Oh, you crushed it.
So I finished this Four Loko.
Oh, dude, you're going to be fucked up.
I'm already fucked up.
Yeah.
Did you get a second one?
No. I just do.
Man, you're a pussy.
Dude, it's a can of fuck you up. You take two of those, you're... Wow.
My eyes are fucking watering, bro. Like, you take a can of this... Like the next time, if you want to do two cans of Loko, I'll do it with you. We'll do it the show when I come back. I'm gonna be out of town. You guys are gonna talk a lot of shit about me, which is good. I deserve it.
Lots of shit.
Lots of shit. But all of it will be false because you guys have really small penises. And just gotta let you know, this Four Lokos, like, this is a fucking bad time. Like, I am fucked up. Like, I feel like I'm, like, not just like drunk, but I feel like my kidneys are failing. I feel like my gallbladder is going inside out. Like, this thing is doing things to my body that is not, like, not good for you. But, you know, if you like camouflage and you like getting fucked up.
Yes.
Four Loko.
I'm sold. I'm getting me some Four Loko.
You like camo and getting fucked up. Four Loko.
Yeah, that's a demographic. There we go. Totally. All right.
All right, people. Well, next week.
That looks about right. Jeremy, hit us up. Where can people find us?
If you want to email us at chokeonritalin@gmail.com. Or you can hit us up on Twitter at WannaGoRideBikes. Also, friend us on Facebook at WannaGoRideBikes. Give us any comments, suggestions, feedback about the show. We'd love to hear it. As you can tell, Paul and... Damn, I forgot who's
Blaze. You're already Blaze. Because you're already blazed out.
I'm Blaze from the Four Loko.
Damn, Blaze, man, Paul.
We like to answer their questions, so if you think you got better questions than them, please send them to us.
No. I've only got one question.
What's your question?
It's because I'm faded out bad. What the hell is our Twitter?
Wanna Go Ride Bikes?
Is it?
I don't know. ChokeOnRidlin.com?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know if it's... Is it Wanna Go Ride Bikes or is it Choke on Ritalin? I think it's Choke on Ritalin, isn't it?
The chokeonritalin@gmail.com is our
email.
Obviously.
See, this is why we need Brian stick in the ass.
Stick in the ass? Oh, my God. I feel so bad about putting my dick all over his office.
Yeah, I just checked. It's at Choke on Ritalin, motherfuckers.
Oh, thank you.
God dang, that's why you keep me around.
Oh, and by the way, like, I think there was one more listener who was trying to, well, it's either a listener or somebody who's super crazy. It's okay. If you can make your questions more coherent, I swear to God, we'll say them, but we couldn't make heads or tails of that. But other than that, you know, this has been Wanna Go Ride Bikes, and we're out.
Out.